You may have noticed when you came into church tonight, our nativity scene has changed. These three strange men we call magi have showed up. They also showed up outside to adore the Christ child. And these three magi, also known as astronomers, have a wisdom to teach us simply in the way they responded to Jesus in our gospel today. First, wisdom means that we find God in our work. You know, we often think of our work and church as two totally separate worlds. I know I grew up working in a shop, a machine shop. And any guy who's grown up in a machine shop gets used to, the snap-on calendars and the language and the way of operating. And we think, gosh, that stands in contrast to church, doesn't it? And yet, it is often in Scripture found that that's exactly where people encountered God, was in their work. Notice Moses. What was he doing when God called out to him from the burning bush? He was tending sheep. Peter was cleaning his nets after fishing. He was a fisherman. Matthew was collecting taxes at his table when he was called. These wise men studying the stars when God reached out to them. I know that witnessing to your faith can be a great challenge in the workplace. You know, I think back to those days in high school when I was working in that shop. I remember being scandalized by the behaviors I witnessed, the dirty jokes. And you know, the one regret I have is not that I participated in them, because I didn't, but that I didn't respond by preaching the truth to the people around me. I let those people go on living the way they were living. And yes, I was young and they were older, and I can find a million excuses. But in the end, Satan loves it when we're quiet. He loves it when we're mediocre. He loves it when we don't stand out or do anything about our faith. These opportunities at work, and that's what they are, not challenges, but opportunities, are opportunities to show the love of Jesus, to grow in your own faith, and to share that faith with others, even if it's difficult. Second, wisdom means that even while God reaches out to find us, we must respond by searching Him out as well. Notice with the wise men, when God shows them the star, does he give them a map, GPS coordinates? Does he tell them exactly where to go and who they'll find? No, it's not all spelled out for them. It's just this single dot in a sky full of dots. And God's saying, I want you to go there. Often that's how God calls us too. It's just this tiny glimmer of light. And we think to ourselves, well, it's just a tiny glimmer of light. I don't have a lot to go on, God. I don't know if I can really follow that. But notice what happens when the Magi step out and go in search of that star. They find what they're looking for, one step at a time. You know, every week I visit with you, my brothers and sisters, about what God is doing in your lives, and many of you trying to find where he's leading you. And one thing we always come back to is that he leads you step by step. He doesn't spell it all out for you or give you the coordinates or tell you where to go. He just says, I want you to take this step. And once you've been faithful to that, he says, I want you to take this next step. One step at a time. Third, once we find him, then our lives must leave by a different direction. Notice this was the wisdom of the Magi. They found the Christ child, but they also knew what Herod was intending to do. He was intending not to come and worship him or to pay homage to him, as he says. Herod wanted to kill him. He didn't want any rivals to the throne. Now, the Magi could have acted in fear and said, you know what, this Herod's a great king. He's a Roman ruler. the Roman army, one of the most powerful armies ever known on the earth. If we don't do what Herod says, they're going to come after us, hunt us down, and kill us. But bravely, the Magi decided to not go back to Herod and to depart a different way, to basically run away. You see, when we encounter Jesus Christ, particularly in the Christ child, the humility and innocence of God, our lives should change and go in a different direction. And that may occur for you as a big conversion experience. And if you haven't had that in your life, be open to it. Maybe it's going on a week-long retreat or even a weekend retreat, even for adults or for our young people, where your lives can be radically reoriented. Or maybe it's just in the everyday conversions, those decisions we talked about at work, of speaking up for the truth or for the dignity of women. When we meet the Christ child, our lives should go in a different direction. Now, just like the Magi, you will encounter God if you're open to it, if you're looking. You will encounter him every day of your life, in every person you meet, in every act of work, no matter how mundane you think it is. You can encounter Christ. He is reaching out to you, and he invites you to follow a shining light in your life, just like the Magi did. The hope of something new. And when he reaches out to you, he issues you the same invitation he's been issuing to men and women since the beginning of time. To follow him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, everything that you have, for as long as it takes. This was the response of the Magi 2,000 years ago when they encountered Jesus. It can be your experience too. But only when we abandon everything we have and go searching for him. And when we do find him, to let that encounter move our lives in a different direction.